Now, here's a big one. I'm 25 and I never had sex. Does that mean my life is devoid of some meaning? I have had friendships, a productive career, and she lists many others. And I especially enjoy art, she goes on. Love and art are both an expression of a man's sense of life. I'm still reading. That seems to suggest that love and art can serve similar purposes. I agree, she says, that sex can add a great value to one's life, but how does one compensate if sex is missing? Can art serve as a semi-substitute for sex? Well, I've never been asked before a question like, can art serve as a substitute for sex? And it's true that they both have certain unique things in common. They both express your deepest personal values in a way that nothing else does. And I think both in some form are critical to a full, meaningful life. But there are a lot of big differences when you've said that, which does not mean, well, you can do one and forget the other. And if you had to forget the other, I'd certainly forget art, even though I certainly agree that art is so important and crucial. But here's some differences. Art, and here I talk about romantic art, presents us a world in which we see that our values can be achieved. We actually contemplate what is possible. But in sex, we are actually achieving a crucial value. We're not watching Galt create or watching Rourke and Dagny sleeping with each other. We are doing it. And that is, just taking that contrast, a huge difference. Now, it may very well be the case that art gives you the sense of the world that you then have passionate sexual desire, so that they're both indispensable. But that doesn't change the fact that if you simply compare the two, one gives you the potentiality and the other is the actual enjoyment of it. And the potentiality is of no value without the actuality that it makes possible. Insofar as you look at the value of a friend or another person to you, then nothing compares to sex, proper sex, in this regard, in establishing a close understanding and connection to another person. Any friendship that I've ever known is pale compared to the quality of the relationship to another person. That's another value that art can't offer. Again, just the potential. And most important to me, the big clincher, is the intensity of the pleasure is unmatched anywhere. I don't care how much you laugh or cry or are thrilled by the most dramatic episode in world literature, that is not the same as the climax of a sexual act, or at least of the good ones. In my opinion, and your life, if you do not have that, your life, in my opinion, is not fully, well, I wouldn't say it's not fully meaningful. It's not full. It's not complete. It's missing on something that is essential to life. You don't have to have a partner in this sense. I'm allowing masturbation as a form of sex because that allows this kind of pleasure. But, you know, if you had to choose which gives you more intense pleasure, sleeping with someone you love or going to a museum to watch your favorite painter, I don't see how there can be any question about that. So therefore, I don't dichotomize the two. But if someone held a gun to my head, I wouldn't say, well, take art as a substitute for sex. Nothing is a substitute for sex. I can't imagine anything in theory, and I've never been presented with any idea in practice. Now, you ask there, how do you compensate if sex is missing, leaving aside autoerotic activities? Well, first of all, you shouldn't do what you are doing, namely downplaying, saying, oh, it's not so important, I'm not missing that much, art is a substitute, etc. You will never get anywhere succeeding in a realm if you begin by saying it's not that important. Now, you're probably doing that to protect yourself, but it's a foolish protection because you're preventing yourself, you're putting up a wall from ever being successful. I say you have to have a threefold strategy. Admit that you don't have it. Admit that you desire it, and then go after it. Now, how to go after it? You know, that's the perennial question. I have only one answer. Go to a decent dating service on the computer. The more people I know, the more I find these people having success on computers.